Hachette Audio presents Mischling, written by Affinity Konar, read by Vanessa Johansson. Includes an interview with the author and a Mac and PC compatible PDF of acknowledgments, author's note, and illustrations.
For Philip. Part 1. Stasha. Chapter 1. World After World. We were made once, my twin, Pearl, and me. Or to be precise, Pearl was formed, and I split from her. She embossed herself on the womb, I copied her signature. For 8 months we were afloat in amniotic snowfall, two rosy mittens resting on the lining of our mother. I couldn't imagine anything grander than the womb we shared, but after the scaffolds of our brains were ivoried and our spleens were complete, Pearl wanted to see the world beyond us. And so, with newborn pluck, she spat herself out of our mother. Though premature, Pearl was a sophisticated prankster. I assured myself that it was just one of her tricks. She'd be back to laugh at me. But when Pearl failed to return, I lost my breath. Have you ever had to live with the best part of yourself adrift, stationed at some unknowable distance? If so, I am sure you are aware of the dangers of this condition. After my breath left me, my heart followed suit, and my brain ran with an unthinkable fever. In my fetal pinkness, I faced this truth. Without her, I would become a split and unworthy thing, a human incapable of love. That is why I followed my sister's lead and allowed the doctor's hands to tear me out and smack me and hold me to the light. Let us note that I never cried during the ruptures of this unwanted transition, not even when our parents ignored my wish to be named Pearl, too. I became Stasha instead, and with the chore of birth complete, we entered the world of family and piano and book, of days that baffled by in beauty. We were so alike. We were always dropping marbles from the window onto the paving stones and watching them descend the hill with our binoculars, just to see how far their little lives would take them. That world, teeming with awe, ended too. Most worlds do. But I must tell you, there was another world we knew. Some say it was the world that made us the most. I want to say that they are wrong, but for now, let me tell you that our entry into this world began in our 12th year of life, when we were huddled side by side in the back of a cattle car. During that journey of 4 days and 4 nights, we cheated our way into survival under
Sample complete. Ready to continue?